Hotspur, the child of honor and greatest soldier of his age, is dead. Killed in single-handed combat by Prince Hal. Although Falstaff, ever the opportunist, has loudly protested that he, in fact, killed Hotspur after the prince had merely stunned him. His new won fame fails to impress Mistress Quickly, whom he has repeatedly sworn to marry. At the end of her tether, she has employed two officers to arrest Falstaff for breach of promise.
Master Fang, have you entered the action?
It is entered.
Where's your yeoman? Is the lusty yeoman? Will a stand to it?
Sit up. Oh, where's Snare?
Oh, Lord High, good Master Snare. Yeah.
Snare, we must arrest Sir John Falstaff.
Yea, good Master Snare, I have entered him and all.
It may chance cost some of us our lives, for he will stab.
Unless the day take heed of him. He stabbed me in mine own house, and that most beastly. In good faith, I cares not what mischief he does. If his weapon be out, he will foin like any devil. He'll spare neither man, woman, nor child.
If I can close with him, I care not for his thrust.
No, nor I neither. I'll be at your elbow.
And I might fist him once, and I come within my view.
I am undone by his going. I warrant you, he is an infinitive thing upon my score. Good Master Fang, hold him, sure. Good Master Snare, let him not scape. He comes continually to Pie Corner, saving your manhoods, to buy a saddle, and he is indicted to dinner at the Lover's Head in Lambert Street to Master Smooth the Silkman. I pray you, since my exeon is entered, and my case so openly known to the world, let him be brought into his answer. A 100 mark is a long one for a poor lone woman to bear. And I have borne and borne and borne, and have been fubbed off and fubbed off and fubbed off from this day to that it is a shame to be thought on. There's no honesty in such dealing unless a woman should be made an ass and a beast to bear every knave's wrong. Oh, yonder he comes. Yeah. Oh, and that errant Malmsey-nosed knave Bardolph with him. Do your offices. Do your offices, Master Fang and Master Snare. Do me your offices.
Oh, now, whose mare's dead? What's the matter?
Sir John, I arrest you.
What?
At the suit of Mistress Quickly.
Away, varlets! Draw Bardolph! Cut me off the villain's head! Throw the queen in the channel!
Whoa! Throw me in the channel? I'll throw thee in the channel, wilt thou? Wilt thou? Thou bastardly rogue! Oh, murder! Murder! Oh, thou honeysuckle villain! Wilt thou kill God's officers and the king? Thou honeyseed rogue! Thou art a honeyseed, a man queller and a woman queller!
Keep them off, Bardolph!
Arrest you!
Away, you scullion! You rampallion! You fustilarian! I'll tickle your catastrophe!
What is the matter? Keep the peace, your home.
Good May, Lord Justice. Oh, be good to me. I beseech you, stand to me.
How now, Sir John? What, are you brawling here? Doth this become your place, your time, and business? You should have been well on your way to York.
Oh, my most worshipful lord, and please, your grace, I am a poor widow of East Cheap, and he is arrested at my suit.
For what sum?
It is more than for some, my lord. It is for all I have. He hath eaten me out of house and home. He hath put all my substance into that fat belly of his, but I will have some of it out again.
How comes this, Sir John? Fie. Are you not ashamed to enforce a poor widow to so rough a course, to come by her own?
What is the gross sum that I owe thee?
Marry, if thou wert an honest man, thyself and the money too. Thou didst swear to me upon a parcel gilt goblet, sitting in my dolphin chamber at the round table by a sea coal fire, upon Wednesday in Weeson Week, when the prince broke thy head for liking his father to a singing man of Windsor, thou didst swear to me then, as I was washing thy wound, to marry me, and make me my lady, thy wife. Canst thou deny it? Did not goodwife Keach, the butcher's wife, come in then and call me Gossip Quickly, coming in to borrow a mess of vinegar, telling us she had a good dish of prawns, whereby thou didst desire to eat some, whereby I told thee they were ill for a green wound? And didst thou not, when she was gone downstairs, desire me to be no more so familiarity with such poor people, saying that ere long they should call me Madam? Didst thou not kiss me and bid me fetch thee 30 shillings? I put thee now to thy book oath. Deny it if thou canst.
My lord, this is a poor mad soul, and she says up and down the town that her eldest son is like you. She hath been in good case, but the truth is poverty hath distracted her. But for these foolish officers, I beseech you I may have redress against them.
Sir John, Sir John, I am well acquainted with your manner of wrenching the true cause the false way. Pay her the debt you owe her, and unpay the villainy you have done with her. The one you may do with sterling money, and the other with current repentance.
Come hither, hostess.
My lord! My lord!
How now, Captain Gower? What news?
The king, my lord, and Harry, Prince of Wales, are near at hand. The rest, the paper tells you.
As I am a gentleman.
Faith, you said so
as
before.
As I am a gentleman, come no more words of it.
By this heavenly ground I tread on, I must be obliged to pawn both my plate and the tapestry of my dining table.
Glasses, glasses is the only drinking. Let it be 10 pounds if thou canst. Now come, hostess. And were not for thy humours, there's not a bitter wench in England. Go. Wash thy face and withdraw thy action. Come, thou must not be in this humor with me. Dost not know me? Come, come. I know thou wast set on to this.
Oh, prithee, Sir John, let it be but 20 nobles. If faith, I'm loath to pawn my plate, so God save me, Lord.
Oh, let it alone. I'll make other shift. You'll be a fool still.
Well, you shall have it, though I pawn my gown. I hope you'll come to supper. You'll pay me altogether.
Will I live? Bardolph, go with her, with her. Hook on, hook on.
Will you have Doll Tearsheet meet you at supper?
No more words. Let's have her.
I have heard better news.
What is the news, my lord?
Come all his forces back?
No, 1,500 foot, 500 horse are marched up to my lord of Lancaster against Northumberland and the Archbishop.
Comes the king back from Wales, my noble lord?
You shall have letters of me presently. Come, go along with me, good Captain Gower.
My lord!
What's the matter?
Captain Gower, shall I entreat you with me to dinner?
I must wait upon my good lord here. Thank you, good Sir John.
Sir John, you loiter here too long. Being you are to take soldiers up in counties as you go.
Will you sup with me, Captain Gower?
What foolish master taught you these manners, Sir John?
Captain Gower, if they become me not, he was a fool that taught them me. This is the right fencing grace, my lord. Tap for tap, and so part fair.
Now the Lord lighten thee. Thou art a great fool.
Hal, despite his achievements at Shrewsbury, cannot finally tear himself away from his old haunts and associates. Knowing he should be with his sick father, he sits instead in his private lodgings talking to Ned Poins.
Before God, Ned, I'm exceeding weary.
It's come to that. I thought weariness does not have attacked one of so high blood.
Faith, it does me. Though it discolours the complexion of my greatness to acknowledge it. What a disgrace is it to me to remember thy name, or to know thy face tomorrow, or to take note how many pair of silk stockings thou hast, viz. These and those that were thy peach-coloured ones, or to bear the inventory of thy shirts.
How ill it follows, after you have laboured so hard, you should talk so idly. Tell me, how many good young princes would do so, their fathers being so sick as yours at this time is?
Marry, I tell thee, it's not fitting that I should be sad now my father is sick. Albeit I could tell to thee, as to one it pleases me for fault of a better to call my friend, I could be sad. And sad indeed, too.
Very hardly upon such a subject.
By this hand, thou thinkest me as far in the devil's book as thou, and Falstaff for obduracy and persistency. Let the end try the man. But I tell thee, my heart bleeds inwardly that my father's so sick. And keeping such vile company as thou art hath in reason taken from me all ostentation of sorrow.
The reason?
What wouldst thou think of me if I should weep?
I would think thee a most princely hypocrite.
It would be every man's thought. And thou'd a blessed fellow to think as every man thinks. Never a man's thought in the world keeps the roadway better than thine. Every man would think me an hypocrite indeed. And what excites your most worshipful thought to think so?
Why, because you have been so lewd and so much engraffed to Falstaff.
And to thee?
Oh, by this lad, I am well spoke on. I can hear it with mine own ears. And by the mass, here comes Bardolph.
And the young boy that I gave Falstaff for his page. He had him from me Christian, and look if the fat villain have not transformed him ape. Oh, that this blossom could be kept from cankers.
God save me, grace!
And yours, most noble Bardolph. How does thy master?
Well, my lord, he heard of your grace is coming to town. There's a letter for you.
Delivered with good respect. And how doth Martelmas, your master?
Oh, in bodily health, sir.
Marry, the immortal part needs a physician, but that moves not him. Though that be sick, it dies not.
I do allow this Wen to be as familiar with me as my dog, and he holds his place, for look you how he writes. Sir John Falstaff, knight, to the son of the king nearest his father, Harry, Prince of Wales, greeting.
Why, this is a certificate.
Peace. I will imitate the honourable Romans in brevity.
He sure means brevity in breath. Short-winded.
I commend me to thee, I commend thee, and I leave thee. Be not too familiar with poins, for he misuses thy favours so much that he swears thou art to marry his sister Nell. Repent at idle times as thou mayst, and so farewell. Thine by yea and no, which is as much as to say, as thou usest him, Jack Falstaff with my familiars, John with my brothers and sisters, and Sir John with all Europe.
My lord, I'll steep this letter in sack and make him eat it.
Oh, that's to make him eat 20 of his words. But do you use me thus, Ned? Must I marry your sister?
Oh, God send the wench no worse fortune, but I never said so.
Well, thus we play the fools with the time, and the spirits of the wise sit in the clouds and mock us. Is your master here in London?
Yea, my lord.
Where sups he? Doth the old boar feed in the old style?
At the old place, my lord. He's cheap.
What company?
Well, Ephesians, my lord, of the old church.
Sup any women with him?
None, my lord. But old Mistress Quickly and Mistress Doltaire, she.
What pagan may that be?
Oh, proper gentlewoman, sir. And a kinswoman of my master's.
Even such kin as the parish heifers out of the town bull. Shall we steal upon them, Ned, at supper?
I am your shadow, my lord. I'll follow you.
Sirrah, you boy and Bardolph, no word to your master that I'm yet come to town. There's for your silence.
I've no tongue, sir.
And for mine, sir, I will govern it.
And fare you well. Go, go. This dull tear sheet should be some road.
I warrant you, as common as the way between St. Albans and London.
How might we see Falstaff bestir himself tonight in his true colours, and not ourselves be seen?
Put on 2 leathern jerkins and aprons, and wait upon him at his table as drawers.
From a god to a bull, a heavy dissension. Edward's Jove's case. From a prince to apprentice. A low transformation that shall be mine, for in everything the purpose must weigh with the folly. Follow me, Ned.
What the devil hast thou brought there?
Apple Johns? Thou knowest Sir John cannot endure an apple, John.
Oh, mass, thou sayst true, Francis. The prince once set a dish of apple johns before him and told him there were 5 more Sir Johns. Putting off his hat, said, I will now take my leave of these 6 dry, round, old, withered knights. It angered him to the heart, but he hath forgot that.
Well, then cover and set them down, and see if thou canst find out Sneak's noise. Mistress Tearsheet would fain hear some music.
Dispatch, the room where they supped is too hot. They'll come in straight.
Sirenim. Here will be the prince and master points anon,
and they will put on two of our jerkins and aprons, and Sir John must not know of it. Bardolph hath brought word.
By the mass, it'll be an excellent stratagem.
I'll see if I can find out Sneak's music.
If faith, doll, sweetheart, methinks now you are in an excellent good temporality. Oh, your passage beats as extraordinarily as art would desire, and your colour, I warrant you, is as red as any rose in good truth, La. Oh, but if faith, you have drunk too much canaries, and that's a marvellous searching wine. It perfumes the blood ere one can say, what's this? How do you now?
Oh, better than I was.
That's well said. A good heart's worth gold.
Here comes Sir John. Empty the Jordan, and over the king. How now, Mistress Doll?
Sick of a qualm, yea, good faith.
So is all her sex. And they'd be once in a qualm, they're sick.
Now, pox damn you, you muddy rascal. Is that all the comfort you can give me?
You make fat rascals, Mistress Doll.
But I make them. Gluttony and diseases make them. I make them not.
If the cook helped to make the gluttony, you help to make the diseases, Doll. We catch of you, Doll. We catch of you. Grant that, my poor virtue. Grant that. For to serve bravely is to come halting off, you know. To come off the breach with his pike bent bravely. And to surgery bravely. To venture upon the charged chambers bravely.
Hang yourself. You muddy command yourself.
By my troth, this is the old fashion. You two never meet, but you fall to some discord. You are both, in good truth, as rheumatic as two dray toasts. You cannot one bear with another's confirmities. What the good year one must bear. And that must be you, Doll. You are the weaker vessel, as they say. The emptier vessel.
What can a weak, empty vessel bear? Such a huge fool's hogshead. There's that old merchant venture of Bordeaux stuff in him. You've not seen an old bear stuffed in the come. I'll be friends with thee, Jack. Thou art going to the wars. And whether I shall ever see thee again or no, as nobody cares.
Sir, ancient pistols below and would speak with you.
Well, hang him, the swaggering rascal. Let him not come hither. It is the foul-mouthed rogue in England.
Oh, if he swagger, let him not come here. No, by my faith, I must live among my neighbours. I'll no swaggerers. I am in good name and fame with the very best. Shut the door. There comes no swaggerers here. I've not lived all this while to have swaggering now. Shut the door, I pray you.
Dost thou hear, hostess?
Can you pacify yourself, Sir John? There comes no swaggerers here.
Dost thou hear? It is mine ancient.
See, fairy Sir John, now tell me, and your ancient swaggerer comes not in my doors.
But his
I was before Master Tisick the deputy. T'other day, and as he said to me, 'twas no longer ago than Wednesday last, in good faith, neighbour quickly, says he, at Master Dub, our minister was by then, neighbour quickly, says he, receive those that are civil, for, said he, you are in an ill name, for, says he, you are an honest woman and well thought on, therefore take heed what guests you receive, receive, says he, no swaggering companions, and there comes none here, you would bless you to hear what he said, no swagger.
He's no swaggerer, hostess, the tame cheetah. In faith, you may stroke him as gently as a puppy greyhound. Call him up, Nim.
Cheetah, you call him. I will bar no honest man my house, nor no cheetah. But I do not love swaggering, by my truth. I am the worst when one says swagger. Oh, feel, masters, how I shake. Look you, I warrant you.
So you do, hostess.
Do I? Yea, in very truth do I, and for an aspen leaf. Oh, I cannot abide swaggerer.
God save you, Sir John. Welcome, ancient pistol. Here, pistol, I charge you with a cup of sack. Do you discharge upon mine hostess?
I will discharge upon her, Sir John, with two bullets.
She's pistol-proof, sir. You shall not hardly offend her.
Come, I'll drink no proofs nor no bullets. I'll drink no more than will do me good for no man's pleasure, eh?
Then to you, Mistress Dorothy, I will charge you.
Charge me? I scorn you, scurvy companion. What? You poor, base, rascally, cheating, lackling and base. Away, you mouldy rogue, away! I am meat for your master.
I know you, Mistress Dorothy.
Away, you cup-purse rascal, you filthy bung, away! By this wine, I'll thrust my knife in your mouldy cap! And you play the saucy cattle with me? Away, you bottle-ale rascal, you bastard of stale juggler, you!
God, let me not live, but I will murder your rough for this.
No more, Pistol. I would not have you go off here. Discharge yourself of our company, Pistol.
No, good Captain Pistol. Oh. Not here, sweet Captain. Thou abominable damned cheater. Art thou not ashamed to be called Captain? You, a captain?
Bye.
You slave. For what? For tearing a poor oar's rough in a bawdy house? He, Captain? Hang him, rogue. He lives upon mouldy stew, prunes and dry cakes. A captain? God's light. These villains will make the word as odious as the word occupy, which was an excellent good word before it was ill-sorted. Therefore, captains, and need look to it.
Pray thee go down, good ancient.
Hark thee hither, Mistress Doll.
Not I. I tell thee what, Corporal Barolf, I could tear her. I'll be revenged of her.
Pray thee go down.
I'll see her damned first. To Pluto's damned lake by this hand, to the infernal deep with Erebus and torches vile also. Hold hook and line, say I. Down, down, dogs, down, fetters. Have we not higher than here?
Good Captain, peace or be quiet. 'Tis very late, i' faith. I beseech you now, aggravate your collar.
These be good humours indeed. Shall pack horses and hollow pampered jades of Asia, which cannot go but 30 miles a day, compare with Caesars and with cannibals and Trojan Greeks? Nay, rather damn them with King Cerberus and let the Vulcan roar. Shall we fall foul for toil?
Captain, these are very bitter words.
Be gone, good ancient, this'll grow to a brawl and all.
Die, men like dogs, give crowns like pins. Have we not Hiram here?
Oh, my word, Captain! For God's sake, be quiet!
Then feed and be fat, my fair Callipolis. Come, give some sack. Si fortune mi tormente, sperato mi contento. Fear we broadsides? No, let the fiend give fire. Give me some sack and, sweetheart, lie thou there. Come we to full point here? And our et cetera's nothing?
Pistol, I would be quiet.
Oh, sweet knight, I kiss thy knee.
Oh, get
what? We have seen the seven stars.
For God's sake, thrust him downstairs. I cannot endure such a fustian rascal.
Thrust him downstairs? No, we not get away next.
Quit him down, Bardolf. Like a shove-groot shilling.
Oh, I said, John.
And I do nothing but speak nothing, and shall be nothing
come
here.
Get you downstairs.
What? Shall we have incision? Shall we imbrue? Then death rock me asleep and bridge my doleful days. Why then let grievous, ghastly, gaping wounds untwine the sisters three? Come, Atropos, I say.
He has goodly stuff toward.
Give me my rapier, boy.
I pray thee, do not draw.
Get you downstairs!
Yes, and you too, Mount. I'll forswear keeping house before I'll be in these tits and frights. So murder! Murder, I warrant now, unless Put up your naked weapons! I pray thee, Jenny, be quiet, be quiet. The rascal's gone. Oh, you awesome little valiant villain, you.
Are you not hurt? It's a groin.
Thought I made a shrewd thrust at your belly.
Have you turned him out of doors?
Yea, sir, the rascal's drunk. You've hurt him, sir, in the shoulder.
The rascal to brave me.
Oh, you sweet little rogue, you. Oh, alas, poor ape, how that sweated. Here, come, let me wipe thy face. Oh, come on, you awesome shot. Oh, rogue, you faith, I love thee. Thou art as valorous as Hector of Troy, worth 5 of Agamemnon, and 10 times better than the 9 worthies. Oh, villain.
Rascally slave. I'll toss the rogue in a blanket.
Do when thou darest for thy heart, and thou dost. I'll canvass thee between a pair of sheets.
The music is come, sir.
Let him play. Play, sirs.
Come, Ned. We'll watch from here.
See how the fat rogue sweats and shakes.
Sit on my knee, doll. Rascal bragging slave. Oh, the rogue fled from him like quicksilver.
Aye, faith, thou followest him like a church. Thou awesome little tidy Bartholomew born pig. And when wilt thou leave fighting a days and foin in a night and begin to patch up thine old body for heaven?
Peace, good doll. Do not speak like a death's head. Do not bid me remember mine end.
Sirrah, what humour's the prince of?
Good fellow, young fellow. Would have made a good pantry worker, would have chipped bread well.
They say Poins has a good wit.
A good wit? Oh, hang him, baboon. His wit's as thick as Tewkesbury mustard.
Let's beat him before his whore.
Look, where the withered elder hath not his poll clawed like a parrot.
Is it not strange that desire should so many years outlive performance?
Kiss me, doll.
Saturn and Venus, this year in conjunction. What says the almanac of that?
And look whether the fiery Bardolph be not listening to his master's old tales, his notebook, his council keeper.
Thou dost give me flattering buses.
By my troth, I kiss thee with a most constant heart.
I am old.
I love thee better than I love e'er a scurvy young boy of them all.
A merry song. Come, it grows later. We'll to bed. Thou'lt forget me when I'm gone.
By my troth, thou sets me a-weeping in thou sayest so. Prove that ever I dress myself handsome till thou return. Well, hearken to the end, Jack.
Some sack, Francis.
Anon, sir.
A bastard son of the king's. Thou Poins, his brother.
Why, thou globe of sinful continents, what a life dost thou lead.
Better than thou. I'm a gentleman, thou art a drawer.
Very true, sir, and I come to draw you out by the ears.
Oh, the Lord preserve thy good grace. By my truth, welcome to London. Now the Lord bless that sweet face of thine. Oh, Jesu, are you come from Wales?
Thou whoreson, mad compound of majesty, by this light flesh and corrupt blood, thou art welcome.
Wow, you fat fool, I scorn you!
Lord, we'll drive you out of your revenge and turn all to amerriment if you take not the heat.
You whoreson Candlemine, you. How vilely did you speak of me even now, before this honest, virtuous, civil gentlewoman?
God's blessing of your good heart, and so she is, by my truth.
But dost thou hear me?
Yea. And you knew me, as you did when you ran away by Gad's Hill. You knew I was at your back and spoke it on purpose to try my patience.
Not so. I did not think thou wast within hearing.
I shall drive you, then, to confess the willful abuse, and then I know how to handle it.
No abuse, hell, am I not? No abuse?
Not? To dispraise me and call me pantry worker and bread chipper and I don't know what?
No abuse, hell.
No abuse?
No abuse, Ned, of the world, honestly. None. No, I dispraised him before the wicked, that the wicked might not fall in love with thee, Hal. In which doing I've done the part of a careful friend and a true subject, and thy father is to give me thanks for it. No abuse, Hal. None. None, Ned. None. No faith, boys. None.
See now whether pure fear and entire cowardice doth not make thee wrong this virtuous gentlewoman to close with us. Is she of the wicked? Is thine hostess here of the wicked? Or is thy boy of the wicked? Or honest Bardolph, whose zeal burns in his nose, of the wicked?
Answer, thou dead elm, answer.
The fiend hath pricked down Bardolph, irrecoverable. And his face is Lucifer's privy kitchen, where he doth nothing but roast maltworms. For the boy, there's a good angel about him, but the devil attends him too.
For the women?
Well, for one of them, she's in hell already and burns poor souls. For the other, I owe her money. And whether she'd be damned for that, I know not.
Hey, warrant you.
No, I think thou'd not. I think thou'd quit for that. Marry, there is another indictment upon thee for suffering flesh to be eaten in thy house, contrary to the law, for the which I think thou wilt howl.
Vittlers do so. What's a joint of mutton or two in a whole leg?
Oh,
look to the door there, Bardo.
I'm
who knocks so loud?
Oh.
Peter? How now? What news?
The king, your father, is at Westminster, and there are 20 weak and wearied posts come from the north. And as I came along, I met and overtook a dozen captains, bare-headed, sweating, knocking at the taverns, and asking every one for Sir John Falstaff.
By heaven points, I feel me much to blame so idly to profane the precious time. Give me my sword and cloak.
My lord.
Falstaff, good night.
Oh, now comes in the sweet morsel of the night, and we must hence and leave it unpicked. Oh, more knocking at the door. How now? What's the matter?
Yeah, you must away to the wars again, sir. Presently, a dozen captains stay at door for you.
Oh, no.
Pay the musicians, sir. Farewell, hostess. Farewell,
Dawn. Oh, Jack.
Oh, you see, my good wenches, how men of merit are sought after. The undeserver may sleep when the man of action is called on. Farewell, good wenches. If I be not sent away immediately, I'll see you again ere I go.
Oh, I cannot speak. If my heart be not ready to burst. Well, sweet Jack, have a care of thyself.
Farewell. Farewell.
Well, fare thee well. I have known thee these 29 years, come peace, come time. But an honest and true-hearted man. Well, fare thee well.
Mistress Tershy.
What's the matter?
Did Mistress Tershy come to my master?
Oh, Randall, run, good doll, come. That she comes, blubbered.
Oh,
yay, will you come, doll?
Sir John, having been suitably comforted by Doll, sets off unwillingly to the wars. But with commendable foresight, he has written to an old friend, Robert Shallow, requesting him to provide a selection of able-bodied men as potential recruits for his regiment. Shallow, delighted at the prospect of being visited by so eminent a personage, has invited his cousin, Silence, to see the great man. On the morning of Falstaff's expected arrival, he greets his cousin at the gates of his country estate.
Come on, come on. Give me your hand, sir. Give me your hand, sir. An early stirrer by the rood, eh? And how doth my good cousin Silence?
Oh, good morrow, good cousin Shallow.
And how doth my cousin, your bedfellow, and your fairest daughter, and mine, my goddaughter, Ellen?
Alas, a black ousel, cousin Shallow.
By yea and no, sir, I dare say my cousin William is become a good scholar. He is at Oxford still, is he not?
Indeed, sir. To my cost.
Yeah, he must then to the Inns of Court shortly. No, I was once of Clement's Inn, where I think they will talk of Mad Shallow yet.
Oh, you were called Lusty Shallow then, cousin.
By the mass, I was called anything. And I would have done anything, too. And roundly, too. Oh, there was I and little John Doit of Staffordshire and Black George Barnes and Francis Pickbone and Will, Squeal. Wheel, a Cotswold man. Oh, you had not four such swinge bucklers in all the inns of court again. And I may say to you, we knew where the Bona Robas were. And had the best of them all at commandment. Then was Jack Falstaff, now Sir John, a boy, and page to Thomas Mowbray, Duke of Norfolk.
This Sir John cousin that comes hither anon about her soldier?
The same Sir John, the very same. I see him break Scoggins' head at the court gate, when he was a crack, not thus high. And the very same day did I fight with one Samson Stockfish, a fruiterer, behind Gray's Inn. Oh, Jesu, the mad days that I have spent. And to see how many of my old acquaintance are dead.
We shall all follow, cousin.
Oh, certain. Tis certain. Very sure. Very sure. Death, as the psalmist saith, is certain to all. All shall die. What price a good yoke of bullocks at Stamford Fair?
Oh, by my troth, I was not there.
Death is certain. Is old Double of your town living yet?
Dead, sir.
Jesu, dead.
Dead.
Oh, he drew a good bow. And dead.
Dead.
He shot a fine shot. Old John of Gaunt loved him well and betted much money on his head. Dead. How a score of yous now?
Oh, thereafter as they be. A score of good yous may be worth £10.
And is old Double dead?
Oh, here comes one of Sir John Falstaff's men, as I think.
Good morrow, honest gentleman.
I beseech you, which is Justice Shallow?
I am Robert Shallow, sir, a poor esquire of this county, and one of the king's justices of the peace. What is your good pleasure with me?
My captain, sir, commends him to you. My captain, Sir John Falstaff, a tall gentleman by heaven and a most gallant leader.
He greets me well, sir. I knew him a good back swordsman. How doth the good knight? May I ask how my lady, his wife, doth?
A soldier is better accommodated than with a wife.
It is well said. In faith, sir. And it is well said, indeed, too. Better accommodated. It is good. Yea, indeed it is. Good phrases are surely and ever were very commendable. Accommodated. It comes of accommodo. Very good. A good phrase. Look, here comes good Sir John. Give me your good hand. Give me your worship's good hand. By my troth, you like well and bear your years very well. Welcome, good Sir John.
I'm glad to see you well, good Master Robert Shallow. Master Surecard, as I think?
No, Sir John. This is my cousin Silence, in commission with me.
Good Master Silence, it well befits you should be of the peace.
Your worship is welcome.
Fie, this is hot weather, gentlemen.
Oh, indeed, yes.
Have you here provided me half a dozen sufficient men?
Oh, marry, have we, sir? Will you sit?
Let me see them, I beseech you.
Yes, sir. Where's the roll? Where's the roll? Where's the roll? Let me see. So. Yea, marry, sir. Ralph Mouldy. Let them appear as I call. Let them do so. Let me see, where is Mouldy?
Here, and please you.
What think you, Sir John? A good-limbed fellow? Young, strong,
and of good friends.
Is thy name Mouldy?
Yea, and please you.
Oh, it is the more time thou wert used.
Most excellent of fates. Things that are Mouldy lack use. Very singular good of faith. Well said, Sir John. Very well said.
Prick him.
I was pricked well enough before, and you could have let me alone. My old dame will be undone now for one to do her husbandry and her drudgery. You need not to a-prick me. There are other men fitter to go out than I.
Go to. Peace, Mouldy. You shall go, Mouldy. It is time you were spent.
Peace, fellow. Peace. Stand aside. Know you where you are? Fourth other, Sir John. Let me see. Simon Shadow.
Yea, marry, let me have him to sit under. He's like to be a cold soldier.
Where's Shadow?
Here, sir.
Shadow, whose son art thou?
My mother's son, sir.
Oh, thy mother's son. Like enough. And thy father's shadow. So the son of the female is the shadow of the male.
Indeed.
It is often so indeed, but not of the father's substance.
You do like him, Sir John?
Shadow will serve for summer.
Thomas Wart.
Where's he?
Yes, sir.
Is thy name Wart? Thou'rt a very ragged wart.
Shall I prick him, Sir John?
It were superfluous, for his apparel is built upon his back, and the whole frame stands upon pins. Prick him no more.
Oh, you can do it, sir. You can do it. I commend you well. Francis Feeble.
Here, sir.
What trade art thou, Feeble?
A woman's tailor, sir.
Shall I prick him, sir?
Yeah, you may, but if he'd been a man's tailor, he'd have pricked you. Wilt thou make as many holes in an enemy's battle as thou hast done in a woman's petticoat?
I will do my good will, sir. You can have no more.
Well said, good woman's tailor. Well said, courageous Feeble. Thou wilt be as valiant as the wrathful dove or most magnanimous mouse. Prick the woman's tailor. Well, Master Shallow. Deep, Master Shallow.
I would wart might have gone, sir.
I would thou wart, old man's tailor, that thou mightst mend him and make him fit to go. Let that suffice, most forcible Feeble.
It shall suffice, sir.
Yeah, I am bound to thee, reverend Feeble. Who's next?
Peter Bullcalf of the Green.
Yea, marry. Let's see Bullcalf.
Yes, sir.
For God, a likely fellow. Come, prick me, Bullcalf, till you roar again.
No, Lord. Good, my Lord, Captain.
What? Dost thou roar before that prick?
No, Lord, sir. I am a diseased man.
What disease hast thou?
A horse and cold, sir. A cough, sir, which I caught with ringing in the king's affairs upon his coronation day.
Come, thou shalt go to the wars in a gown. We will have away thy cold, and I will take such order that thy friends shall ring for thee. Is here all?
Oh, here is two more than your number. You must have but four here, sir, and so, I pray you, go in with me to dinner.
Come, I'll go drink with you, but I cannot tarry dinner. I am glad to see you, by my truth, Master Shallow.
Oh, Sir John, do you remember since we lay all night in the windmill in St. George's Field?
No more of that, good Master Shallow, no more of that.
Twas a merry night. And is Jane Nightwork alive?
She lives, Master Shallow.
she
could never away with me.
No, never, never, never. She would always say she could not abide Master Shallow.
By the mass, I could anger her to the heart. She was then a bona roba. Does she hold her own well?
Old Master Shallow.
She must be old. She cannot choose but be old. Oh, certain, she's old. And had Robin Nightwork by Old Nightwork before I came to Clemens Inn.
That's 55 years ago.
Ah, Cousin Silence, that thou hast seen that this night and I have seen. Sir John, said I will.
We have heard the chimes at midnight, Master Shallow.
That we have. In faith, Sir John, we have. Our watchword was, "Hem, boys, come, let's to dinner. Come, let's to dinner. Oh, Jesus, the days that we have seen. Come on, come, come."
Good Master Culprit Bardolph, stand, my friend, and here's 4 ary 10 shillings in French crowns for you.
Go to, stand aside.
Good Master Corporal. Captain, for my old dame's sake, stand my friend. She has nobody to do anything about her when I'm gone, and she's old and cannot help herself. You shall have 40 shillings, sir.
Go to, stand aside.
By my troth, I care not. A man can die but once. We owe God a death. I'll ne'er bear a base mind, and it be my destiny so, and it be not so. No man's too good to serve as prince. And let it go which way it will, he that dies this year is quit for the next.
Well said, thou'rt a good fellow.
Faith, I'll bear no base mind.
Come, sir, which men shall I have?
Oh, 4 of which you please.
Sir John, a word with you. In line, I've £3 to free Mouldy and Bulkar.
Go to, well.
Come, Sir John, which 4 will you have?
Do you choose for me?
Oh, very then. Mouldy, Bulkar, Feeble and, Shadow.
Mouldy and Bullcalf. For you, Mouldy, stay at home till your past service. Oh. And for your part, Bullcalf, grow till you come unto it. I will none of you.
Sir John, now do not yourself wrong. They are your likeliest men, and I would have you serve with the best.
Will you tell me, Master Shallow, how to choose a man?
Oh, no,
care I for the limb that thews, the stature, bulk, and bigger semblance of a man?
No.
Give me the spirit, Master Shallow. Now, here's Shadow. Give me this man. He presents no mark to the enemy. The foeman may, with his great aim, level at the edge of a penknife. And for a retreat, how swiftly will this Feeble, the woman's tailor, run off. Give me the spare men, and spare me the great ones. Bardolph, put me a caliver into Wart's hand.
Hold, Wart. Servers?
Come, manage me a caliver.
Thus.
Go to very good, exceeding good. Give me always a little lean, old, chopped, bald shot. Well said, if it's water, thou'rt a good scab. Hold, here's a tester for thee.
He is not his craft's master. He doth not do it right. I remember at Mile End Green when I lay at Clemens Inn. I was then Sir Dagonet in Arthur's show. There was a little quiver fellow, and he would manage you his piece thus. And he would about, and come you in, ratata would he say, bounce would he say, and away again would he go, and again would he come, ratata would he say, and bounce would he say, and away would he go, and away would he come, ratatata, bounce would he say, and away would he go, and he by. I shall never see such a fellow.
These fellows will do well, Master Shallow. God keep you, Master Silence. I will not use many words with you. Fare you well, gentlemen, both.
At your return, visit our house. Let our old acquaintance be renewed. Peradventure, I will will you to the court.
I would you would, Master Shallow.
Well, go to. I have spoke at a word. God keep you.
Fare you well, gentle gentleman.
Fare you well. Come to bed.
On, Bardolph. Lead the men away. As I return, I will fetch off these justices. I do see the bottom of Justice Shallow. Oh, Lord, Lord, how subject we old men are to this vice of lying. This same starved justice hath done nothing but pricked me of the wildness of his youth and the feats he hath done about Turnbull Street, and every third word a lie. I do remember him at Clement's Inn. When he was naked, he was for all the world like a forked radish, with a head fantastically carved upon it with a knife. Was so forlorn that his dimensions to any thick sight were invisible. Was the very genius of famine, yet lecherous as a monkey. And the whores called him Mandrake. And now is this vice's dagger become a squire, and talks as familiarly of John o' Gaunt as if he'd been sworn brother to him. And I'll be sworn I never saw him but once in the tilt-yard, and then he burst his head for crowding among the marshal's men. And now is he land and beefs. I'll be acquainted with him if I return. If the young dace be a bait for the old pike, I see no reason in the law of nature, but I may snap at him. Let time shape, and there an end.
In episode 10 of Vivat Rex, the cast was as follows. The storyteller, Richard Burton. Prince Hal, Martin Jarvis. Mistress Quickly, June Whitfield. Fang and a drawer, Geoffrey Siegel. Snare and Francis, Steve Hodson. Falstaff, Anthony Quayle. Falstaff's page, Crispin Gilbard. Lord Chief Justice, Robert Harris. Gower, Geoffrey Matthews. Poynes, Nigel Anthony. Bardolph, Timothy Bateson. Nim, Malcolm Hayes. Doll Tearsheet, Billy Whitethaw. Pistol, John Hollis. Pito, Rod Beecham. Justice Shallow, Roy Dutrice. Justice Silence, Richard Goulden. Mouldy, Michael Tudor Barnes. Shadow, Jonathan Scott. Wart, Michael Goldie. Feeble, Leslie Heritage. Bullcalf, Douglas Blackwood. Music composed by Christopher Whelan. Produced and directed by Martin Jenkins.